Let's now go to Pat Pagano and take a look at a weekend forecast that sounds like summertime.
That's it. There is nothing to worry about. So settle back, relax, enjoy, make your plans. Partly sunny, 85 to 90 today, mid-60s tonight, 85 to 90, hazy, sun, and humid Saturday. Same on Sunday when there may be a thunderstorm. That's it. Not everybody will see that. Low 80s and partly cloudy, 80 to 85 Monday. What an easy forecast. I could have gotten up a half hour ago and done this.
Well, I can tell you, coming in this morning, at all the high spots, fog, you couldn't see the front end of your car. Then you just come down about 100 feet, and it was crystal clear. You'd go up a little bit, fog. So it's just some patchy, heavy fog out there this morning.
Yeah, and it's all very, very typical of this kind of a weather pattern. So everything's quiet there. We still have those two disturbances in the South Atlantic, and one which is, let's say, the Central Atlantic, that has a less of a chance of developing than the one off Africa. The one off Africa has a pretty good shot, and that could become Fred over the weekend.
Fred. There's a name you haven't heard a lot in hurricanes, Fred.
No, you haven't, right? You know, the next one is after Fred is Grace. I wish when the Hurricane Center was devising this, they would have put that as Ginger.
Fred and Ginger, yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Well,
they didn't. Although Grace Kelly danced with Fred Astaire.
Yeah, Fred and Grace.
Yeah. So maybe that's what they were thinking of. Who knows?
Who knows?
But yeah, but that's pretty much it. And everything else is very, very, very quiet. Isn't that great?
Well, it is great because once again tomorrow, a lot going on in Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair. They're going to dedicate and start the construction of the new wing. Upgrading of the Sharon Library. Sharon Historical Society has something going on. So it's a big day in Sharon tomorrow. Also, the Ulster County Fair is going tonight. A show at TriArts, and then tomorrow, another show at TriArts. And, of course, it's the outdoor cabaret, the outdoor stage they have. So the better the weather, the better people can be outdoors. And, of course, tomorrow is the 50th reunion of the class of 71 for Who's a Tiger right now. There's between 45 and 50 people that are going to show up for that.
Wow.
And I've made pork tamales and beef tamales. And then I tried my chimichangas, which is basically a wrap, okay? Like a burrito. But it's made out of, it's a corn tortilla. And I made it beef, and I decided to make it a little spicy, so I put some sriracha in it. It's spicy, so I'm going to bring that for people to nosh on tomorrow, those tamales and chimichangas.
You made that many?
Oh, no, I didn't. No. I made 14 tamales, and I think it's six or seven chimichangas. No. Made about 20 altogether.
You have to be one of the lucky 20 to get one of those.
Well, yeah, but not everybody eats Mexican food. People will bring chili. People will bring wrap. People, there'll be a wide amount of food there. Last time I went, I bought chili. So this time, that was 10 years ago.
Wow.
God, time flies, Pat.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Fun.
I don't know. 50 years out of high school. 50 years.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And I've been in broadcasting 50 years.
That's really a long time. Yep.
It all adds up. What can you do?
Mm-hmm.
So what's your weekend look like?
I'll be leaving for the lake tomorrow, coming back on Sunday. Things to do up there, like get rid of the old refrigerator before the new one comes in. So that'll be tomorrow. And then my friend David was talking about maybe taking a ride up to the Sussex County Fairgrounds, which tomorrow starts the Farm and Horse Show. He says, so maybe we could take a ride up there he said, and then, you know, on the way back, stop and have dinner.
Okay.
Never been there before, not for the farm and horse show. So, I mean, yeah, it should be a pretty decent day for something like that. We'll see. We'll see how the day goes. Possibility.
Well, you like farm and horse shows?
No. I've never been to one.
All right. Well, you'll like it. I think you'll leave. How long do you think you're going to stay?
Not long.
Yeah, I would figure you'll be there about 35, 40 minutes.
That's how much I like it.
Well, it's not that you like it. It's just that you don't know what it is. So, you know, you're going to watch. You're going to do a few things, watch a few things, and then you're going to say, okay, let's move on.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's just the way it is. You know, you've never been to one before, and it's not like you're a horse person.
No, not at all.
And it's not like you're a farm person.
Not at all.
Now, if it was a cannoli making contest, I think you'd be there all day.
You got that right.
Yeah. All right, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend.
Do the same. Be safe, everybody, and we'll see you Monday morning.
All right, take care, Pat.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.